Marijuana is officially legal now in Massachusetts, thanks to a ballot initiative passed by voters in the Bay State last month. Retail sales, though, won't be allowed for some time. But soon enough, easy access to legal weed will be a short drive away for many Vermont residents. And as VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, proponents of legalization in Vermont say it's a game changer for the legislative debate in Montpelier.
Even with a Democratic governor pushing for their cause, proponents of marijuana legalization couldn't get a bill passed during the last legislative session. With the inauguration of a Republican governor who's less than enthusiastic about a legal cannabis law, you might think chances of passage would be even slimmer in 2017. Not so, says Laura Subin.
So I think that we do have a real viable pathway to getting it done this year.
Subin is the director of the Vermont Coalition to Regulate Marijuana, and her optimism springs in part from the cannabis legalization law that began to take effect in Massachusetts on Thursday.
There was some anxiety about being the first on the East Coast and what would happen if there was suddenly a huge influx of people coming from these neighboring states to Vermont to access legalized marijuana.
Massachusetts isn't the only New England state taking the plunge. Voters in Maine approved a legalization referendum in November as well.
Now the concern sort of flips on its head, and the question is, will Vermonters be going to Massachusetts to access legalized marijuana anyway? To the extent that there are harms associated with easier access to marijuana, they may very well be in place because our large neighbor has done this.
The Vermont Senate passed a legalization bill in the 2016 session, but the legislation stalled in the House. Moortown Representative Maxine Grad is the Democratic chairwoman of the House Judiciary Committee. Grad says she plans to resume the push for legalization in 2017, and she says the intervening developments in Massachusetts and Maine have altered many legislators' thinking on the issue. Some compelling voices, however, will try to convince them otherwise.
I am a student assistant. Program counselor. So FAP counselor is the abbreviation.
That's Margot Austin, who works with students at Burlington High School. Austin is also a licensed drug and alcohol counselor, and she says she's gleaned some useful insights into the issue of cannabis abuse during her 25 years on the job.
There's no other drug, frankly, in my professional opinion, having done this for close to 25 years, that's more rationalized, revered, and misunderstood by adolescents.
Austin is part of a coalition called Smart Approaches to Marijuana that will be urging lawmakers against legalization. She says there are three factors that play into usage rates among youth.
It's availability, it's the perception of harm, and it's legalization. You know, what are the laws around the drug?
Austin says legalization will inevitably lead to higher rates among youth, and she says laws in Massachusetts aren't a sound rationale for altering policies here.
If another state does something where we think that it's really going to put our population more at risk for health and safety, I don't understand why we would want to duplicate that.
Here's why Vermont should, according to Matt Simon, New England director at the Marijuana Policy Project.
So that it could reap the benefits of job creation, economic development, and having a revenue stream to spend on prevention, education, treatment, etc.
Simon says fears about the link between legalization and increased usage among youngsters is unfounded. According to the fact-checking organization PolitiFact, experts say it'll be many years before statisticians will be able to tease out any meaningful correlations between legalization and usage rates. In the meantime, Simon says Vermont can take steps to root out an underground marijuana economy.
This is a real opportunity to take hundreds of millions of dollars, certainly tens of millions of dollars in Vermont, out of the illicit drug market and put it into a regulated market where there are consumer protections.
Legalization advocates will have to overcome the objections of Governor-elect Phil Scott in the process. Scott says he isn't necessarily opposed to legalization in the long run, but he says he wants to see what happens in states like Massachusetts before Vermont moves forward. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.